Hello, advanced and intermediate plus tier patrons. Welcome to Chip Talk, where I'm going to be having a little look for you on this video at a game week 37 free hit.
The Fantasy Football Show.
And unlike many of the content creators this week, I'm not on a bench boost. So my eyes might be a little bit more drawn towards this because the bench don't matter for me this week. And if you're free hitting this week, the bench won't matter for you. That said, you're going to struggle to spend all the money. It's probably not going to be necessary. What you're looking at on screen now is my team as it stands going into this game week. With 11 doublers in place in the 11. That's got Bruno Fernandes yellow flagged for sub. Gabriel on the bench. Fabian Scher obviously injured, irrelevant. David Raya is the backup goalkeeper. The starting 11 is as follows. There is treble Manchester City of Josko Vardio, Phil Foden, and captain Erling Haaland. There is treble Chelsea of Mark Cucurella, Cole Palmer, Nicholas Jackson. There is double Newcastle of Anthony Gordon and Alexander Isak. There is double Tottenham of Pedro Porro and Heung-Min Son. And there is Andre Onana of Manchester United. Yay. And that's the bit that I look at and think, oh, God blimey. What's my expectations on Onana this week? 3 points for something? Can I move it to something better? Well, it's probably a no for me, actually, rather than waste the transfer on it, because returns for goalkeepers are so unpredictable. Let's be honest, United could get beat 4-0 twice if Onana saves a penalty in one of them. So then it'll probably end up being a fairly decent return. I'm not backing any team that's got a double game week to keep a clean sheet this week. So it doesn't feel worthwhile doing. But I think the first thing to say is when you look at my team, and there's an influence in terms of what I would do if I was on free hit this week, and clearly I wouldn't because I don't need to. How much would I actually change here? And Nana, I've said, is a problem, but where would I go? Where would I go? I can't go to Edison, and that would be, you know, shoot yourself anyway, right? The amount I slagged that off as a potential option. I can't go for Petrovic, who's probably looking fairly safe now as the Chelsea goalkeeper, at least for the double. Can't go there. Vicario for double Tottenham defence for the win. Maybe not. Verbruggen, well, there's every chance Jason Steele plays a game. So that's not it. So let's go for Martin Dubravka of Newcastle. But yeah, Nick Pope might be back, and Sai seems to think he'll probably be in goal, but it's also too risky to go for Pope. So in terms of actually making a transfer for me, I mean, it's Petrovic, but then I've got to sell another Chelsea player to do that. So, I mean, what I would probably do to show you, if I was to make two free transfers to fix that Onana problem this week, I'd probably do this. I'd go Petrovic in goal for Onana, and then Cucurella's got to go for Burn. And if I was on free hit, I obviously wouldn't leave Scher there just in case something nuclear happened. I'd put Lewis Dunk there as a fairly secure, almost certain starter who will have two games in the double. But I'd be really honest, guys, if I was free hitting, this is probably it. It's probably two changes for me. It's a Petrovic in goal and Dan Burn at the back. The one thing that I am aware of going into this double is that a Newcastle clean sheet is what would hurt me most. Now, also, I don't think financially I can just go from Onana to Pope, even if Eddie Howe did say on Friday, yeah, guess what? Nick Pope's going to start tomorrow. I don't think financially I could even make that move. I'd have to check that out, actually. I would maybe consider it if I could. Remember, I've only got sort of 0.1 in the bank, but I wouldn't be changing anything drastically because I think I've kind of got the best of it. So, as I said, Newcastle defence is the one thing that feels like it will hurt me most. There's a couple of differential players that I'd really like who I don't have this week. You know, Madueke, Richarlison, Kevin De Bruyne. But I'm only sacrificing something that's really good to get there. When you look at the temp, this is why it was a template 8 for those who wildcarded in 35. I mean, even if Bruno Fernandes was fit, that's probably the one that I'd end up benching this week just because of how wank Manchester United have been recently. And we can be critical of Tottenham, and I've been critical of Sonny, but still Burnley at home on Saturday. I ain't benching that. Chelsea have hit a bit of good form. These two away games, but they're reasonable. Forest and Brighton away. for Newcastle, really, it's two good fixtures. It's a home game against Brighton, which is challenging. Manchester United away at the moment is a good fixture. I think I've got the best free City in Haaland, Foden, Vardy. You certainly make a case for Kevin De Bruyne over Phil Foden. But it's a flip, isn't it? It's a coin flip between Foden and De Bruyne. You might argue I don't want Pedro Porro there. But as mentioned on the podcast, you know, Pedro Porro scored once this season. It was against Burnley. Nah, correction, actually scored twice because he scored against Forest as well. But this is the sort of fixture where his goals have come from this season when he has got the odd return. So there is a ceiling there and a potential, and I'd still prefer that over, say, Christian Romero. I know Romero's had a few efforts recently, but I would still rather have Pedro Porro because of the taking of set pieces and his ability within 25 yards to hit the target. I would still rather that. And I imagine if that opportunity comes up for Pedro on Saturday, he's going to have the goal he scored against Burnley in the FA Cup ringing in his head. And he's going to think, yep, I'll have it here. I'll have a go. And if that moment comes, I think he'll shoot. And he's very capable. So would I really change here? Well, James, I want differentials. I'm chasing. No, I understand that. So here's an idea for you if you are looking for some differentials, to do a few things differently. Now, this team's got the three kind of attacking midfield players that I'd mentioned who are of real interest to me, but there's just no way I can fit them in. But on a free hit, maybe you might want to consider this. And Madueke, De Bruyne, Richarlison go in. This means cutting Nicholas Jackson to allow Madueke to go in. Putting De Bruyne in means cutting Foden. And to put Richarlison in actually means cutting Gordon. Which doesn't feel advisable as Newcastle have a home game as the first part of their double. But I get it. You know, Richarlison back through the middle. Financially, we can keep Son. So I think it probably would be keep Son over Gordon under that circumstance. And the template of sort of Palmer, Haaland, Isak, Son probably shouldn't be fucked about with this week. Those other three spots, maybe there's a case. But is this stronger? Madueke, De Bruyne, Richarlison. Is that better than Jackson, Foden, Gordon? It's a single week. I realise there's two fixtures, but it's just one week. You know, can the differentials outscore the main ones? Yes. And so therefore, I think if you were chasing, these are the three players I'd really consider going with offensively. Callum Wilson also, of course, could put his hand up here. Let's wait on news. There has been some rumours of a hamstring problem, but I'm more put off by the fact that my read on it, as I discussed on Tuesday's podcast, and the read of Simon Bibby on Clash of Correspondence was that Wilson possibly wouldn't start against Brighton, even if fit. And that would be enough for me to say no. Defensively, well, I still think for the upside, it would be Porro, it would be Vardiol. You'll probably want some Newcastle defensive coverage, and I think Chelsea as well. But yeah, Petrovic Leo is going to be higher. Burns is going to end up higher. And then Porro and Vardiol as the best defensive assets from Tottenham and City. Feel like the better plays. Rather than going, you know, Manchester United defensive, forget that. Brighton, I can see the temptation with Lewis Dunk particularly. And it's worth saying that, you know, the XG that Villa had against Brighton on Sunday was a shocker, right? It was under 0.10. So there's a huge defensive upside them, but still you're gonna have Chelsea and Newcastle defensive, so it's a little counterproductive, and which leads people to say, well, James, yeah, there's some differentials, but I've got some things conflicting here. I've got Vardiol defensively against Richarlison and Son. I've got Porro defensively against De Bruyne and Haaland. And I did say earlier this week, I think I said it on Juice Tuesday night, that Nick's on free hit, one of the hosts on Juice, and I said to him, like, inevitably you're not going to be able to go on an all-in strategy. You are going to have some flings here that are conflicting, where particularly in the second games, you've got players playing against each other. But James, I want an all-in strategy. Well, if you do, here's a suggestion for you. This is very different. It's all players that are fairly familiar here. But this would be a different way of shooting for the stars and going for an all in. Now, it's worth saying the expected points on this on the FPL team is much less than my own team. The two transfers I actually even put for myself brings my expected points down, believe it or not. And the one with the differentials, the expected points is much less than the template picks. Look, template picks are template picks for a reason, essentially. But this is a way of doing it all in where you have no conflictions, where the only players who are going up against each other are offensive players. So, for example, what we've done here as an example is to remove Tottenham and Manchester City players defensively. What that clearly allows is Richarlison and Son to both go in, and it allows De Bruyne and Foden in the team with Erling Haaland. We still keep Isak and Gordon because we're not going to go defensive here on Brighton or Manchester United. We do want a bit of Newcastle defensive coverage. I think that's fine. And we go treble Chelsea defence. That's a way of doing it. Petrovic, Chalobah, Cucurella, I think would be the recommended three in terms of your most likely 4 minutes. It's worth noting on Chalobah as well. I see no reason why he wouldn't start against Forest. And Forest have conceded 15 goals from corners this season, which is the most in the Premier League. So I don't even mind that as a differential for those on free hit this week, or even invest in. I don't mind Chalobah as a pickup. Now, why Chelsea defensively? Well, I think if you were to go with a treble up defensively, ideally it's Manchester City, but clearly you're not going to do that, right? And Isak is just an absolute no-go remove. For me, he's the best captaincy to take on Haaland if that's what you want to do this week. So this means no Cole Palmer. But it is all still affordable, you know, forcing in Son, Richarlison, Foden, De Bruyne. Now, a different way of doing this might be you go, well, I've got to have Palmer, fine. You know, Palmer instead of Gordon, and you can take out Chalobah, for example, and go a second Newcastle defensive and go double defensive Newcastle-Chelsea. But to hit the all-in strategy, I think here, realistically, you've got to go with either Newcastle or Chelsea heavy defensively. It does mean no Tottenham defensively, which isn't the worst thing. And it does mean you can put De Bruyne, Foden and Haaland all in the same team. Now, if that bangs and Chelsea were to hit a clean sheet this week and Newcastle did, and the attacking guys return well, and there's a lot of goals, as I imagine there probably will be in this double, then it will do well. But you're not going to go treble City defence or treble Newcastle defence. You could go treble Chelsea. You could go double Chelsea, double Newcastle, and then obviously go Palmer instead of Gordon, for example, if you're insistent, you still got to have him. Do I advise not having Cole Palmer on a free hit? No. I mean, he's on pens. He's on plenty of set pieces. And he's just deadly anyway. He's in brilliant form. I do think you could look at Madueke over Palmer, De Bruyne over Foden, Richarlison over Son. There's some different ways of doing this. But realistically, you're still looking within a pool of four teams from the six. We don't really want any Manchester United at the moment. And I don't think on a free hit, you'd particularly want to go for Brighton either. Particularly even more so that Brighton's double is against Chelsea and Newcastle. So that is definitely causing you confliction on the free hit. So the preferred option would be the second option that I showed you. And this is what I would go with if I was on a free hit this week, which I'll read out for the benefit of those listening to the audio. So it would be Petrovic, Porro, Burn, Vardial, Foden, Son, Palmer, Gordon, Haaland captain, Jackson, Isak. Subs, you can do what you want with it. You will have lots of money there. If you want to go different, I've mentioned those three midfielders to consider. And obviously, if you want to go for an all-in strategy, you need to be looking at least double defensive of at least one of Chelsea and or Newcastle. That is all for Chip Talk. If you are playing your free hit this week, I wish you the very best of luck. Ciao for now, patrons. The Fantasy Football Show.